Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's, yeah!
Hey, it's Jop from the Grilling Guys, and spring's almost here. And if you've got a project planned for your backyard to create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, I know just the guys that can help you. It's Home Life, Kitchen, Bath, and Outdoor Living in Ada, Michigan. These guys are putting outdoor entertainment areas that are unbelievable in people's backyards. Give them a call at 616-682-0100 or find them on the web at homelifehomes.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security. Your home will be much quieter and more comfortable. But the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your new Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
When Great Lakes Ford Pre-Owned Center of Muskegon began contemplating incentive offers on our huge selection of great vehicles, we reviewed several options.
Great Lakes Ford Great Kitten Giveaway. Every used vehicle on our lot comes packed with at least 10 cuddly kittens.
We realized that offer may not appeal to everyone, so we looked at
the Great Lakes Ford Steak Spectacular.
Find the hidden steaks in the vehicles on our lot, and we'll cook it for you on the spot.
We soon discovered that raw meat in a glove box doesn't smell good after a few hours, so we settled on this.
Great Lakes Ford Guaranteed Credit Approval with interest rates as low as 0.9% on pre-owned vehicles.
Right now, get a 2014 Ford Fusion with 30,000 miles for only $209 a month. 2012 Ford Escape 4x4, $209 a month. Visit GreatLakesFordMuskegon.com or give us a call, 231-777-2750. With qualified credit, payment zero down plus tax, 84 months, 2.84%.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're driving a high-performance car, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
Greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys show. It is the weekend, so it's time to make sure your equipment's tuned up on your back deck, that your attitude's in check, and that your appetite is roaring. We are the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be the weekend. My name is Barbecue Bob, and my buddy Jop is off chasing some trout around the river. So I called up another friend of mine who just happens to be another radio guy, but a brother in arms, and his name is Colonel Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. Welcome to the show, Colonel.
Glad to be back, Bob. It's been a while.
Well, it has been, and it seems like the last time I had you on here, Jop was calling you Sergeant Gillum.
we'll get him squared away.
Yeah, he's really come full circle. He's figuring out which end of the barrel a round comes from and everything. So, so you know what I wanted to talk about this weekend is a couple of different things. But when you and I were talking about barbecue the last time, you know what really struck me is that there are so many guys like you that just kind of shy away from the grill, and I think that's common, more common than some of us want to believe. So we're going to delve into how do you get people enticed into the grill that are a little shy like you. But the other thing I really want to kind of cover today is the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam conflict. And you were heavily involved in that, and you've served for a long, long time. So we're going to actually cover two topics today, which just suits my purposes for no other reason. But, Jop and I usually start the show off by talking about what grilling we did for the week and ever. You know, this week I was grilling my keister off, Denny. My wife is a court reporter. And so she has a lot of law firms that are clients. Uh-huh. And one of them is Drew Cooper. The other one's Gruel Mills. And another one's Foster Swift. And those are three of her larger clients that have been faithful clients for a long, long time. Great people. And they send her out on depositions, her and her people. And so because it's National Administrative Assistance Week, which used to be Secretary's Day, we decided to feed them all. So we did pulled pork and all sorts of stuff. So I spent every night putting butts on the smoker and making coleslaw and southern cornbread and stuff like that. And then we went in each day around 11:30 and put on a spread. And her and my daughter Maggie, they made cakes and all kinds of stuff. And so I was literally barbecuing every day this week.
You truly are Barbecue Bob.
Well, I don't have any choice. Once you put on that, or once you're given that title, you have to, like, live up to it.
That's true. Male ego requires that, if nothing
else. It really does. You can lose your man card in a heartbeat. So that was kind of like my big fun experience for grilling all week. So people get a feel for what you come from. I mean, I know a lot of your life story, but why don't you just kind of tell the audience? And again, it's Colonel Denny Gillum. He's got a show on this very network on iHeart, and it is called Front Lines of Freedom. And when is that on?
Sunday nights at 8.
Sunday nights at 8. And we're replayed Sunday nights at 7, so we're right in front of you. So we whet their appetite.
What a team.
How about that? So why don't you tell the folks a little bit about your background and how you got to where you're at now?
Well, I graduated from West Point in 1964, so that's 51 years ago this June. Commissioned in the infantry, went to Airborne and Ranger School, all that good stuff. Served 2 years in Vietnam as a rifle platoon leader, rifle company commander, and served in some staffs. Came back. Other jobs, spent 3 years in Germany with a mechanized infantry battalion. Was a Mideast war planner for 4 years, U.S. Readiness Command. Ran an ROTC unit or two, and my final assignment was as an Army advisor of the Michigan National Guard. I retired in 86, so that's almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
Since then, living in Grand Rapids, I've been involved in sales, working with nonprofits, leadership, education. Right now I'm a part-time instructor at Grand Rapids Community College and hosting my show.
And you're teaching what, history, right?
I teach American government.
American government.
Which is a desperately needed subject. And but my kids learn it. I really like the students I get. They're great people.
Well, you know, anybody who's been to college can always remember certain professors that they really liked, and then the other ones you just don't remember because they didn't have much of an impact on you. So I think one of my favorite professors was a guy named Clarence DeLong up at Ferris. He was a history professor, and he was just magical. So I can imagine your students really appreciate your heart and what you throw into the class.
Well, they get passion. Yeah, I assure you of that.
Over fashion. So when you were in Vietnam, you know, I can only imagine being in a jungle environment as long as you are. You know, one of the things you have to be able to do is you have to be able to feed your troops. And it seems like with that kind of a climate, you could be grilling literally all the time if you have a mess hall. Did the Chow Hall boys, did they make any makeshift grills?
Well, most of the grilling I did was with a piece of C4 heating a C ration can. But when we were back in base camp, I don't remember a mess hall that didn't have a 55-gallon drum cut in half, you know, the long way, made into an outdoor grill. I don't remember seeing a mess hall that didn't have at least one of those.
You know, isn't that the most popular grill in the world?
Almost by definition.
It's so funny. I see guys actually making those and shipping them around the country right now. There are companies that make grills out of, I don't know, chemical barrels or whatever.
That must be one of the first things they teach in mess sergeant school. I don't know.
So you have to have a welder and a. Yeah. So anyway, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on ESPN 961 and Wood Radio 1300 and 106.9. And that means it's the weekend. So it's time to get your attitude in check and get your food out, get prepared, get your weekend, I don't know, appetite in place. I've got a tremendous day ahead of me. My mother passed away about 3 weeks ago, and we're having her memorial today. She was 90 years old. Her name was Adeline, and she, you know, if they ever named a song Sweet Adeline appropriately, it was over her because she was the sweet lady.
You know, I lost my mother about 5 years ago at age 90, and her name was Amy. So therefore, at least there's a tie there.
Yeah.
And I loved her dearly. She was a wonderful lady. So, you know, the bad thing about that is I'm now the oldest person in the family, so I'm the old one.
Wow.
That's tough.
Well, we have people coming in from all over the country today. To celebrate her life, and she was my dad used to say she was 5 foot nothing. She was 5 foot zero. He was 6'3", and they came from the UP. And she was Swedish, and he was Finnish. And of course, they're both gone now. But in our part of Western UP, we had a dish that we call a pasty that was very, very traditional. Is our soul food, you know?
Okay.
And it came over actually from Cornwall, England, and it's not a grilled food, but it's a comfort food. It's kind of like, you know, even though we're the grilling guys, I still love to throw down some great homemade chicken noodle soup, you know, or you know, just or have my wife do it. It's even better, yeah.
Hey,
she's
man.
A great soup maker. But so these pasties are really like beef or venison, or usually beef or venison. You know, you can probably substitute other things. Some of the guys with Italian background throw a little sausage in there too. But the traditional Brits from Cornwall would take potatoes, rutabaga, onion, and meat, throw it in a pie shell, and bake it.
Yep.
And they're long. They look almost like a burrito. And they come from Cornwall, England, because that's where all the miners in the UP were brought in from, or at least a bunch of them, to teach those people how to mine, because there were a bunch of copper mines and ore mines. And so these miners came in, and that was the food they brought. So that became tradition all over the UP, and that's big in our family. So Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, he's a Uper. He's from Iron Mountain. and he's one of our sponsors for the show. He's going to be delivering 150 of those pasties to her memorial today at the Methodist Church in Lowell. So it's going to be a wonderful little send-off for her. I won't be able to give her one, but I'm sure she'll be watching.
Well, you know, as a troll, I've only been to the UP one time in my life.
Unbelievable.
That was just across the bridge to the Coast
Unbelievable.
Guard. I've never had one of those. And I'm not a griller, but I'm really glad I'm on today because the reason I don't grill is because I really don't know how. And I figured if anybody could teach me, probably you could.
Okay, good. We're going to cover that. It's the grilling, guys. It's the weekend, so stick around. We're going to cover a little bit more of how does the rookie think about the grill, and we're also paying a tribute to the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam conflict. Okay? I'm Barbecue Bob. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.